This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, for a genius, Elon Musk sure got it wrong because he fell for the okey-doke. He took seriously what he was told when he arrived in America. And that was a grave error because the story he was told and the story those of us outside the ruling caste are told is not the same story that the ruling caste tells itself. It should be, but it isn't. And all that stuff about hard work and free speech, that's all good stuff. But the hard truth is that those who would rule us do not believe a word of it. The hard work part applies only to us, the free speech only to them. And they were understandably baffled when Elon showed up and demonstrated that he fell for their scam. So you may be asking, what gives here? But it's all rube bait to get the proles to toil and obey. But now that Elon is acting like he was told was real, what he was told was real, that's screwing everything up. What was he told? Well, he was told that hard work pays off and that it is a key to success. And that is true for us in the sense that we get to work hard, even though, it less and less pays off in a country where the deck is stacked against everyone but the feudal few and their blue fiefdoms like the nicer parts of D.C. and L.A. and New York City. We get to work hard and we expect a lot from people we supervise, too. Elon worked hard and expected a lot from his folks at Tesla, and he built a massive company with a successful product. I mean, a lot of people I know own his stock. Own it. Then he did the same at SpaceX, which is doing amazing things. But what do these enterprises have in common? Well, what they have in common is they make stuff. Unlike so much of the consultants and scribblers and, you know, synergy sellers and diversity hustlers out there of the ultra white collar class do, what Elon's companies do is real. A Tesla either runs or it doesn't. SpaceX builds tubes full of explosives that must blow up into space without blowing to bits. It has to work or that's the end of that. It's not how it works for some assistant gender studies professor at Gumbo State who can publish Decolonizing the Patriarchal Dynamics of the Male Gaze and the Music of Four Non-Blondes at the Northeastern Journal of Phallocentric Resistance and not just keep getting a paycheck but get treated like an intellectual instead of being a clown, which is what he actually is. Making Teslas was one thing, but Twitter, that's another thing entirely. Twitter operated with mediocre functionality. Nothing detonated when Twitter went down except blue checks' heads. It operated while run by a bunch of spoiled brats living in San Francisco, presuming to decide what the rest of us can see and hear. And they worked sort of, you know, like a three-hour day, often in their footy PJs, often at home or sometimes at an office, that seemed more like a playground for awkwardly adulting 20-somethings. Now, Elon did not get that reality. He thought Twitter was a business instead of a framework of sinecures for the sons and daughters of non-binary otherkin of the ruling caste to act as cultural curators. Disgorged from overpriced colleges, these unaccomplished yet smug twits imagine their worthless credentials gave them some sort of divine right to rule, and also a free pass from actually working hard. When Elon took over, he saw them lolling about on bean bags, drinking subsidized kombucha, and fired a whole bunch of them. And you know what? Twitter was just fine without them. But the newly unemployed drones were not fine, nor were their cultural fellow travelers who joined the outrage against the guy who simply expected hard work and focuses from those that he wrote a paycheck to. But hard work and focus are for the suckers who sweat when they work, who dig, who hammer, who soldier. It's not for the precious Caden and Ashley. And how could he not know this? Probably because he was focused on actually accomplishing something rather than gliding through life as part of the unacceptable ruling class. Elon believed that the concept of hard work applies to everyone, not just people named Ernie, Roberta, or Jose. But that was never the intent of the people at the top of the pyramid. They expect us to slave for them as they free spirit their way through life following their passions and posting Instagram selfies from places the rest of us will probably never see. And Elon Musk, who is an actual African-American, was told when he arrived from repressive South America that you could say whatever you wanted in America, that free speech was our highest secular value. And it was never a problem for Elon because he was not a conservative guy, not even of those, not one of the evil right-wingers who was getting censored. What he said was fine. He was within the paradigm, and no one was telling him to shut up and be quiet. And it was no big deal because his speech was always free. And that's the thing about free speech. The issue never comes up if you're not saying something that offends those in power. So Elon believed what he was told, that we could all say what we thought without fear of being gagged or punished, since he was never gagged or punished. And after all, he was a Democrat. But that reckless, that reckless thought process, that restless curiosity that led him to build Tesla and SpaceX from nothing drew him beyond the thought boundaries set out by the ruling caste. This is the problem with a free thinker. He started looking at intriguing new ideas, ideas not in vogue within his class. And what he saw could not be unseen. It was the gagging of the hilarious Babylon Bee that broke it open for him. They made a funny comment about the man pretending to be a woman who is the Surgeon General being the woman of the year, and boom, they were off Twitter. They decreed that you could not point out that a man pretending to be a woman was a man pretending to be a woman. This was mind-blowing to Elon. That's pretty basic free speech stuff. We're not talking about incitements to murder, pornography, or the revelation of national defense secrets. It was a joke about how a man pretending to be a woman is a man pretending to be a woman. And for making that joke, for crossing one of those red lines of the ruling caste by saying what everyone on earth knows, but they don't want you to say, Babylon Bee, an outlet millions of people read, was to be silenced and even driven to bankruptcy. And here was Elon with his linear thinking. He believed in free speech, and it's an inevitable consequence that people will say things that other people dislike. But Elon is a man of action, so he bought Twitter. He bought Twitter. And now, the red pilling of America, which Joe Biden has begun, is continuing. America will sooner or later have had as much of this pain as it can take. And unfortunately for us, those of us that are actually free thinkers and critical thinkers and all kinds of other thinkers. We're going to have to suffer all the way through this, apparently. I guess. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we have a lame duck session of Congress, and gun control activists are heading to D.C. this week for a last-ditch attempt to get the Senate to pass or at least hold a vote to ban the sale and manufacture of the dreaded assault weapon, quote, end quote. A trip that has as much to do with influencing public opinion as lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Now, it remains to be seen if Schumer will hold a vote on the bill, which even supporters like Chris Murphy of Connecticut admits doesn't have the votes needed to send the measure to Joe Biden for his signature. But backers of a ban of modern sporting rifles are engaging in intense lobbying efforts this week for the Senate to take action. Survivors and victims' family members from Uvalde, Highland Park, and other rampage shooting locations are heading to Capitol Hill and today and tomorrow to lobby lawmakers in person, while dozens of big city mayors, the vast majority of them Democrat, have sent letters to Schumer and Senate Minority Leader McConnell urging a lame duck vote as well. The mayor, speaking to Republican concerns about the ban, declared it does not in any way infringe on Second Amendment rights. And the Background Check Expansion Act, they wrote, would close serious loopholes in the background check system. And here they lose me. They've lost me already, because if you don't think banning the most commonly sold rifle in the country wouldn't infringe on anyone's Second Amendment right, then you don't understand the scope of the Second Amendment. And, I'm going to guess that a few of them are willfully ignorant about the history and the tradition of the right to keep and bear arms, though I'm sure that there are plenty who know good and well that their favored gun policies tread all over that fundamental right, and they're perfectly comfortable in doing so. Because, after all, the Constitution is a living, breathing document, you know, and when they say that, that means it can mean whatever I want it to mean. Now, the refrain that gun bans are constitutional isn't the only illogical note sounded by advocates of prohibiting the sale of, quote, assault weapons, end quote. We're told all the time by any gun activists and politicians like Eric Swildhead that it's sheer paranoia to think the Democrats want to confiscate firearms, and yet you've got the head of gun control groups declaring that assault weapons don't belong in anyone's homes. And at the same time, you get the president saying that a Glock is an assault weapon. The giveaway. I love the giveaways. Kitty Brantner, the founder of March 4th, said in an Instagram video, "There's nothing in their way. There's nothing stopping them from literally removing weapons of war from our streets. We don't have military tanks in our driveways. We certainly don't need assault weapons in our homes and on our streets. There's nothing in the way of the Senate literally taking guns from homes and streets," according to Brantner. I don't know about you, but that sure sounds like Brantner wants the government to come for at least some of my firearms to me. Even though the text of H.R. 1808 is approved by the House, contains a grandfather clause that permits existing owners. Permits. Isn't that sweet? It permits you. You have their permission. America permits existing owners to continue to possess them, a fact that a committed gun controller like Brantner is surely aware of. So why would Brantner be so dishonest about what the ban legislation would do? For starters, her efforts are not aimed at educating voters about what's inside H.R. 1808. She wants a gun ban. She's smart enough to know the Senate isn't going to pass the ban already approved by the Congress. And I believe those statements are more about generating support for a ban wherever and whenever they can pass one, including the state of Illinois, where Brantner lives. And the type of ban that Brantner wants doesn't include an exemption for existing owners, which frankly doesn't make any sense from an anti-gun perspective. If you honestly think that AR-15s are weapons of war, that should be banned from civilized society. Why would you want to carve out an exemption for the tens of millions of rifles that are currently in the hands of legal gun owners? You'd want to ban them too, right? And ideally, you'd want to either encourage gun owners to turn them over themselves or make possessing them such a serious offense that most gun owners would comply with the law, however reluctantly. And I think this is just a case of Brantner advocating for the ban that she wants rather than getting caught up in the particulars of H.R. 1808. And those efforts, along with those of her colleagues in the anti-2A lobby, aren't going to stop when Congress adjourns without sending an assault weapons ban to Joe Biden's desk. Congress might become a dead end in 2023, but the gun control groups are already eyeing up Illinois and several other locales for state-level bans while whispering into Joe Biden's ear that he doesn't even need Congress to ban assault weapons or even the vast majority of semi-automatic handguns. I mean, they may be whispering in his ear. I don't know exactly how that works out, but, you know. We do have the Supreme Court and the Bruin decision to serve as a backdrop to the worst abuses of the Second Amendment. But we still have to be engaged here, and we have to be involved at the grassroots level as well. And even if they're not able to prevent every bad bill from becoming a bad law, their voices are necessary and needed to combat the mistruths and deceptions and empty promises of the anti-gun rights crowd. One of the things to consider here in this time is a very simple thing. What they want is they want, first of all, they want all guns gone, right? You would be, if they could hold you up at a single-shot shotgun and a revolver, they would be very happy. And then they would come for those two. Make no mistake, because the reality of guns is a very simple one. The dangerous part of the gun is the barrel, because that's where the round exits. And it doesn't matter if it has one round and none on tap, or one round and 30 on tap. That one round in the barrel is what makes it deadly. Weapons are deadly. They are dangerous. They have to. It's because of what they are. That's what makes them weapons. That is rarely ever addressed, that part of it. And when they're coming out there and they're getting all about mechanics and cosmetics and looks, they are appealing to the lowest common denominator, and they are appealing to fear. They're trying to gin up fear. Well, they call it an assault weapon so that you'll think about a bunch of very highly disciplined gangbangers coming at you in a infantry formation, coming to seek out and destroy, that kind of thing. Surprised they haven't put that in there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice is subpoenaing local officials from Michigan, Arizona, and Wisconsin as the investigation into efforts by former President Donald Trump and people representing him to reverse the outcome of the 2020 election continue. More than half of those responding to a new Gallup survey say rising prices have caused financial hardship for their households. More from Rich Johnson.
55% of the 1,800 people responding to the November Gallup survey blame rising prices for their hardship. A year ago, 45% responding to that same question said they were experiencing hardship. And since August, the numbers remain fairly steady, actually dropping a point from October to November.
The losing streak on Wall Street continues. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 350 points. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, to the north of us, hey, you know what? I just forgot one part. This part of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I hate it when I get out of my rhythm. Gosh, I hate that. Anyway, back to what I was saying, up further to our north, while I'm sitting here talking about what they're going to go to D.C. to try, in Canada, they are further down the thorny path towards a total ban on gun ownership than we are here in the United States today. And the Trudeau government is imposing an outright ban on most semi-automatic rifles and freezing the sale of handguns across the country. In fact, things are progressing so rapidly with our neighbor to the north that anti-gun politicians and their activist allies are now so emboldened that they're going to go after commonly owned hunting rifles and shotguns despite repeatedly claiming that hunters had nothing to fear from their machinations. So last week, the leftist government introduced several last-minute amendments to C-21, the sweeping gun control bill that's already started to be implemented thanks to Trudeau's use of Canada's version of an executive order. These new amendments would wrap up many common hunting rifles in the existing ban, and conservatives rightfully objected to the late additions given their impact. It adds long guns to the ban list in 4 different ways. First, it has a clause that would effectively ban any rifle or shotgun that could potentially accept a magazine with more than five rounds, whether or not it actually has such a magazine. Which is, this. Now we're getting way out there into the conjecture land. Let me say that again. It could potentially accept a magazine with more than 5 rounds, whether or not it actually has such a magazine. So, you know. In the world of make-believe, critics say that includes many rifles designed for hunters, not soldiers. It also names guns that fall afoul of two rules nominally intended to ban powerful military weapons like a 50-caliber sniper rifle and mortar. One rule bans long guns that can generate more than 10,000 joules of energy, and the other bans guns with a muzzle wider than 20 millimeters. Critics say those rules would ban everything from antique blunderbusses to the 9 o'clock gun in Vancouver's Stanley Park. Lastly, the amendment prohibits by name a large number of semi-automatic firearms that do not have detachable magazines and don't meet the definition of an assault-style firearm or infringe on the other two rules by which the government wants to ban anyway. They include a number of long guns in wide use by Canadian hunters. And the simple truth is that for a gun prohibitionist, there is no acceptable gun, not an AR-15, a Glock 17, a Winchester repeating rifle, or even a single-shot black powder muzzle loader. The true believers will try to ban every gun they can, and right now Canadian activists are feeling pretty emboldened. The reaction, however, has been loud and widespread enough that Trudeau and his Minister of Public Safety are now trying to put some daylight between themselves and the amendments. He says he is listening to concerns that some of the firearms his government is looking to ban are in fact just used for more than hunting, or used more for hunting. And the remarks at a press conference in Ontario today suggest Trudeau is shifting his tone on a piece of gun control legislation being studied by members of Parliament. Opposition conservatives say the proposed definition would bar some firearms used for hunting, which was prompted Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino to say that it is not the government's intention and accuse Tory MPs of fear-mongering. Now, what you bet that after supposedly listening to those concerns, Trudeau decides to move ahead with the amended version of C-21 regardless? There is no right to keep and bear arms in the Canadian Constitution, so the Prime Minister doesn't even have to bother with paying lip service to respecting anybody's rights here. And I suspect that Trudeau's just going to ride out this particular news cycle without C-21 seeing any substantive changes in Parliament, and with the country's peaceable gun owners still being blamed for the actions of violent criminals. Trudeau. Castro Trudeau. Oh, goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. Going back to Oregon, a lot of things are already backfiring in this as we're in this run-up for whether or not Measure 114 is implemented or not. Now that's sort of up in the air. Now the Attorney General is asking for a two-month delay. Now, this was approved by 50.7% of voters. It is not a resounding mandate by any stretch of the imagination. But what is stretching the imagination of the gun grabbers is the huge spike in the number of gun sales. Now, here's the problem. In the United States, under federal law, under the Brady Law, under the law passed by the Democrats, under federal law, if a background check request isn't completed within 3 days, dealers are allowed to proceed with the sale. Many have chosen in the past not to take that route, but faced with a crush of customers who fear their ability to purchase a firearm will be completely curtailed. Some gun shops in Oregon have made the decision to conclude the transaction if they haven't heard back from the state police within 72 hours. Like the owner of a gun store in Tigard, who spoke to the Capital Chronicle on the condition of anonymity, says he's no longer waiting for background checks to clear. He said he and some of the gun shop owners he knows are completing all sales, no matter the weapons sold, unless Oregon State Police determine a customer's failed a background check within 3 business days. He has sold 500 guns this way. All the people releasing these were not happy about this, but we don't have a choice. Other gun shops are openly advertising the loophole to encourage sales, like J&B Firearms in Beaverton. They announced on November 20th in a popular gun blog it would invoke that what it called the nuclear option to speed up the process. In the post on the Northwest Firearms message board, the store encouraged customers to buy a weapon, submit information for the background check, and return 3 days later, but before Thursday, December 7th, to pick up their purchases. We also invite and encourage all other Oregon federal firearm licensees to join us in adopting this policy. If this state wants to take us down, we believe we should go out with a bang, not a whimper. Not every gun store owner who spoke to the Capital Chronicle has invoked the nuclear option. Some say they're concerned about potential liability for proceeding with the sale, while others say they're unsure about exactly when that window starts. They're having a lot of frustration with this. The Oregon State Police Firearms Incident Check System has received more than 48,000 requests for a background check between November 9th and 22nd, according to the agency's data. And the surge has slashed its rate of ruling on a background check within 3 days from 84% to 61% between Election Day and Thanksgiving. Oregon State Police are now delaying all new requests for background checks. Starrett of the Oakland Firearms Federation said he's not sure when the 3 day period begins, but none of this would be happening now if it were not for the passage of 114. Very ill conceived. It's not even put together yet, and it's no reason for this to be going forward. But hey, elections matter, and now it has to go to the courts. Because somebody wasn't paying attention to what was put in front of them, obviously. So, anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The biggest problem facing most of us today is that none of us are psychic. None of us can look at something and say, this is this way, this is that way. If we could do this, we could look at people and figure out if they're going to be a rampage killer. We put things in their way, or so we're told. We put mechanisms in place to try to head this off that inevitably nearly all of them fall through the cracks of. Or the ones that are actually identified and ID'd as possibles still never get taken off the street. There's nothing to intervenes in it or anything else. And then they go on their rampage. But take heart. According to the Daily Business Review, banks are developing technology to identify potential mass shooters, according to a CEO backing the push to get credit card companies to more closely track gun purchases. This actually came from Bloomberg News, though. Detection scenarios are in the works that, if triggered, would prompt banks to file a suspicious activity report to the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, citing Amalgamated Bank Chief Executive Officer Priscilla Sims Brown. Now, Ms. Brown did not identify the psychic technology that will allow Amalgamated to reliably predict future probabilities accurately enough to justify reporting citizens to law enforcement for investigation. Or, you know, to activate authorities to punish based on a belief in magic, just like the witch trials of old. But we do know from past media statements the types of thresholds she envisions. Software would be able to detect, for example, if someone spent $1,000 at a firearm store and on the same day received a $1,000 deposit from someone who is not legally allowed to purchase firearms themselves. How are they going to do that? Software would also would know prohibited person status. How? I mean, when I go to put money in a bank, They just give me a receipt. I don't have to answer a questionnaire. I don't have to go through a background check to deposit money to the bank. Are they going to tap into the NICS and perform after-the-fact background checks? How is such data sharing with private parties authorized by law? Especially since we're told that the merchant code doesn't go to the SKU level. But we now see the plan is to create soothsaying algorithms and use those to go running to the authorities. Which, I mean, is this even science fiction? How are they going to do this? This, you know, even Minority Report figured out at the end of the movie they got it wrong. Now, what could go wrong with this, right? That's the question. Well, if we're talking about stopping a mass shooter before he can act, time is of the essence. An immediate and forceful law enforcement deployment hardly seems a far-fetched police response, especially with high-profile embarrassments over an action like Parkland and Uvalde, giving all the incentive needed to not want to be the goats on another incident. What are they going to say if something happens on their watch and the banks are out there lamenting, "We told them," to the media? But what happens when it turns out to be a false positive? After all, no less an authority than the state of California Department of Justice, with law enforcement visibility and a criminal record database greater and more specific than anything Amalgamated Bank is going to feed into its fortune-teller machine, just recently denied a sale to a longtime gun owner and concealed carry permit holder, and then a few days later, when this purchase is still on hold, allowed his ammo purchase to go through. So what happens if the police show up at a detection scenario, subject's house, and following the prime directive of making it home at the end of their shift, above all else, open fire on and kill the poor guy, as happened recently in Austin? If it turns out to be an oops, our bad situation, will Amalgamated and any bank using its software as a reporting trigger share in the liability? Now, in Austin, a man was killed by police. They released the body cam video recently of this, and dude's name was Rajan Monsinghe. He was shot to death outside his home on South 3rd Street near Oltorf just after midnight, November 15th. He almost seems to be scared of something inside his home, the 911 caller said. Later in the caller says, approached me earlier today saying he saw two suspicious people earlier. Ring video shows him outside his house with a rifle. He points it towards his house and says, "You want this?" A few seconds later, he fires a shot at his home and a police car pulls up and he fires again. An officer arrives. He yells, "Drop the gun," and fires multiple times. On the ring video, Monsinghe can be heard saying, "It wasn't me." The officer says, "Show us your hands, do it down." Monsinghe says again, "It wasn't me." The other officers on scene meet up with the officer, then move forward to help Monsinghe. He later died in a hospital. Family members shared their reaction to his death. His uncle Keith Reinga spoke to Fox 7 from California. "I just want to tell the whole world that this kid is an innocent kid, so down to earth, very gentle. I can't believe he's gone. I can't believe this has happened. He got shot for nothing." He said he was the youngest of three brothers and says he was a good person. The officer who shot Monsinghe was placed on administrative leave. There will be both a criminal and administrative investigation. Now, Raj apparently was pointing his gun at his house and never pointed it at the police. But if you had not heard that, that's the story of that one. You and I know, and the calculating minds behind this know, that impossible to achieve clairvoyance will end up preventing no mass shootings. The only ones who don't know are the willingly self-deluded, useful idiots eager to lemming up for whatever abrogation of rights are being instructed to demand. Anyone disarmed and without due process who is in actual danger will still be a danger if he's not also separated from the potential victim pool. Gun control schemes don't work. And this one certainly won't work either. And don't forget, It's the antis insisting to have it both ways by also claiming it's easier to get a gun than it is a book or a vegetable. And for some reason, the IT term GIGO, garbage in, garbage out, comes to mind. That and Priscilla Sims Brown sitting at her desk in a trance asking, Magic 8-Ball, should I report this purchase to the feds? And then acting on its response. The other thing that comes to mind is the dystopian Tom Cruise movie, Minority Report. In the year 2054 AD, crime is virtually eliminated from D.C. thanks to an elite law enforcing squad, Pre-Crime. They use three gifted humans called Precogs with special powers to see into the future and predict crimes beforehand. And since it's unlikely that Sims Brown has a trio of mutants isolated in a photon milk bath at corporate HQ, how Amalgamated justifies acting on a snitchware is unclear unless you compare to what they're doing to a real crime, which depriving citizens of rights without due process has heretofore been considered. They have the means and they're creating the opportunity, and all that's left is to discern their motive. But it's not about common sense gun safety. That should be obvious when you further consider the only people this would affect are the law-abiding kind. And it won't slow a career criminal getting his gun the traditional way that is illegal one bit. It will provide the gun grabbers with another loophole to exploit by demanding the end of private sales. Simple fact and matter. Coming up next, going to be talking to writer Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.